Greetings, my friends. This is Peter Lee, welcoming you to the Night Watch. Follow me now to where terror begins and life ends. Come with me on the Night Watch.
You know how it is when you first get a new car, how careful you are not to get even the slightest scratch on it, and how there's always someone around telling you to hurry up and get a little scratch or dent so you can stop worrying. Well, the truth is you do stop worrying so much about your car's exterior as time goes by. But what about your car's interior, its engine? Conscientious care and maintenance pay off in added years of trouble-free driving and dollars saved in engine repairs. And when you talk about conscientious care and maintenance, you're talking about Pennzoil motor oil. For over 85 years now, Pennzoil has been the quality motor oil recommended by new car dealers, garages, and service stations all over the country. Pennzoil is refined from 100% pure Pennsylvania-grade crude oil, and its famous additive Z7 is all the oil additive your engine needs. So remember to ask for Pennzoil motor oil. It's worth asking for.
The Champions Club were the elite of the neighborhood. Every kid around there wanted to belong. And of course, any boy could get in. But to do so, he had to get through the initiation, a test of bravery. Just what that test was, the boys held absolutely secret. Only those who passed got to know what it was. And they swore an oath of total secrecy as their first act as members. Oh, the failures knew about the test. They talked about it. But the most important secret stayed hidden from them. It was very simple, really. A test of bravery that was staged each time a new applicant came along. There was no way out of it. Even the lettermen in school had to go through the test. Outside the town, on a patch of wasteland nearby, there was an enormous piece of that steel pipe used for oil or gas pipelines. It was old, from a line that had been dug up and replaced a few years back. Somehow that length, about 70 feet all told, had been left there and not taken for scrap. It wasn't a straight length. It had a couple of curves in it. You couldn't see through, and it was dank and dark and dirty. And that wasn't all. It was the home, you see, of hundreds of huge, fat rats who lived around that dump for the town's trash. At least twice, that's what the eager initiatees were told when they came along for their membership test. And they believed, had good reason to believe in those thousands of big, fat, razor-toothed rats. They could hear them chattering and tweaking and scuffling around in there. The new boy had to get into the pipe and crawl through to the other end. Simple, except for the rats. The pipe was about 3 feet across, so there was no chance of them staying on their feet and sprinting through, even those youngsters. No, they had to get down on hands and knees and crawl through there. Crawl through the muck of the years the pipe had acquired. Crawl past through the scrambling, vicious, hungry rats. Maybe disturbing nests of baby rats whose parents would fly for the boy in defiance of their young. That's how the initiation was described to those shaking boys as they stood there waiting to plunge in. It didn't matter who they were frightened. It took a lot of doing. That story was told well, and many a boy backed out there and then. Others started, though, and chickened out after a few seconds as the sounds, the squeals, the scratchings, and the clawings of those rats enveloped them as they entered the pipe. Others made it and came out the other end laughing. Because to get through the pipe was to realize the secret of the test. There weren't any rats in there. Well, it was dirty, but there weren't any rats. One of those boys, a bright one with a tape recorder, had thought up the initiation ordeal. He'd got hold of a recording of rats fighting, and he'd rigged up loudspeakers right up against the sides of the pipe. And the noise, the racket of those rats echoed through it horridly and realistically. It worked perfectly. Sorted out the men from the boys for the Champions Club. There had to be a last time, though. And it came last summer, when young David Wall put himself up for membership. Charlie went through the blood-chilling explanation of just what David had to do to get into the club. He was a slight lad, and some of the other clubmen didn't think he'd go through with it. He looked terrified, was terrified. But he really wanted to be a champion. And white-faced, trembling a little, he knelt down to start his way through. It usually took about 2 minutes to get through there. The tape recorder was turned up and the din was terrific. It sounded as if those rats were tearing each other to shreds in their hundreds. Blood-curdling, horrible. A minute went by. David must be right in the middle by now where the noise was worst. Another minute and then the scream started. Mixed with the sounds of the rats, David's awful, panic-stricken screams echoed through the pipe. Another minute. Those screams and the rats became unbearable. And Charlie yelled to the boy on the recorder to turn it off, to switch off those ugly, sharp, two bloody, hungry, horrible rats. That's when they knew that was the last initiation. As the other boy, white-faced, ashen, whispered,
"But I did, when he started to scream a couple of minutes ago."
Farewell.
The Night Watch is produced by Clack Program Production for the Mutual Broadcasting System. Next on the Night Watch, come with me down into the subway. But watch out in case you're followed.